Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does God take a volleyball player from Clemson to lead Fellowship of Christian Athlete huddles with the AVP, or the Association of Volleyball Professionals, and USA national teams? Daniel Rich started first as a volleyball area rep in Orange County, California. Then he became the director of FCA volleyball throughout all of Southern California. Well, today, Daniel pioneers ministries to club and travel sports, innovating ways to empower coaches in the volleyball world. God has him at the intersection of volleyball and faith. And that's why we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program has a lot to do, really has everything to do with faith. You say, Danny, what do you mean faith? Well, faith in Jesus Christ. In Jesus who loves you so much, dear friend, that he came to die on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. God's gift to you. Christ dies for you, for us. Shed his blood on that cross. He was buried. And 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, who has touched the heart of Daniel Rich, is here to touch your heart, to meet you, to meet with you, to move in your life, perhaps in a way that you could have never imagined, even at this moment during our time together. Will you open your heart to Christ? Will you receive him as your Savior and Lord? That's our prayer, and that's our hope in him. And if you're already a believer, well, our prayer is that you will be encouraged, inspired, moved today to follow the Lord with greater fervency, greater fervency. Daniel Rich has been working with Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA, for 11 years. He graduated from Clemson University. He's married to Halea. They have two daughters, Esther and Acacia. Daniel, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Where did you grow up?
Columbia, South Carolina.
Oh, East Coast man. So what was it like growing up there in Columbia, South Carolina?
Well, it's small town USA in a way. It is the state capital, but it's a beautiful green place. It's beautiful people. It's place where it's more about who you're with instead of what you're doing, and it's good soil, I guess, for developing people. It was a special place to grow up, a really healthy place to grow up.
Who influenced you most, Daniel, in your growing up years?
I'm still growing up, but I'll say early on, it would have been my dad. He was a phenomenal man, came from a strong family, and he was the kind of guy who had five jobs going through college and worked real hard. But he was always home at five. I could, like a clock, hear his car turn on the street, and he had boundaries. As he worked so hard, he still kept family first. So my freshman year of college, my mom calling me home for a little ceremony that the church, the hospital that he worked at put on, and they made a new accolade, the Servant Leadership Award, and it was an image of Jesus washing people's feet, and they gave it to my dad, and to see my dad cry and hundreds of people that work at the hospital have a lunch for my dad. That's a good earmark for who he is. There's your Cliff Notes version of my dad.
As for your life now, I mentioned your daughters. You're married now. Yeah. What do you feel God would want you to emulate as like a Christ-like example that your father set for you?
The biggest is helping them get to know who God says they are. It is an amazing gift for my dad to recognize that I was a pioneer and that I needed space to grow, to make decisions. And he did that well. He let me make a lot of decisions growing up. He let me bump my head against that brick wall a couple times before I learned. But that gave me the strength to do things like we're doing now. And I would love for Esther to recognize she's bold and beautiful and is probably ended up being like Esther in the Bible. And for Acacia to find that she's going to be a strong source in the midst of hard times, like desert times, as God promised. And she'd be someone who carries God's presence wherever she goes because the Holy Spirit inside of her. And that people would find refuge in her, that she would be a safe place. So helping them find their identity, that they're loved regardless. Unconditional love that our Father gives us, that my Father gave me, and discovering of their own purpose. It's, if you're doing that, it is, you can't hold a person back. They become a dangerous person, and I would love to watch my daughters run through the world doing what they're designed to do.
Hey, Suzanne, doesn't it sound like Daniel and his wife, Hylia, maybe said a few prayers before they named their daughters?
I think it does. But you didn't hear Daniel's middle name. It's Adam. So there's power in the names of the rich family. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
How did you become a Christian, Daniel?
I can make this a longer story, but to simplify it, actually my high school coach, follow with me here, my high school coach, when he was in college, led a gentleman to Jesus named Adrian Dupree in South Carolina. They were at Furman University, and Adrian, you know, I'm assuming they're laying across that dorm room looking at each other talking, and my coach shared with him Jesus, and he accepted Jesus. Well, Adrian became an evangelist, and at Carowinds Park, which is kind of like a Six Flags, they had a youth day, and Adrian was the speaker. He shared about what was it like to be away from God and close to Him. And Adrian, God did something when Adrian spoke. And come to find out later, my high school coach continued to grow my faith. And how do I be a man in the midst of competition? How do I be His man in the midst of how I date, how I live? And obviously my family was phenomenal, but it was a coach. It was a college athlete. It was those people that I wanted to be like that led me to the Lord. And when you recognize Holy Spirit's close, it's hard to describe it, but He's like the wind. You don't know where He comes from or where He's going, but man, is He powerful and really enjoyable to be in. So especially in these hot Hawaiian days, I'm enjoying some breeze. So yeah.
Now was your high school coach? Are we talking your volleyball coach or
I played football throughout football. High school and volleyball on the side, and then shifted to volleyball in college. Yeah. And
how did that happen?
Well, my dad played. So, again, I wanted to be like him. So I grew up in a gym since I was two, watching them play volleyball in South Carolina. And the largest volleyball tournament was in my hometown. I didn't know that until I graduated from high school and was looking to continue to compete, and that outdoor tournament had a 300 to 400 teams from the East Coast all come together, and that was quite an experience. Getting beat by older gentlemen that bad, I was like, I must learn this. This has got to go better next time. So, my competitive spirit jumped in. So that's when my volleyball days started, and I wasn't big enough to keep playing football. I was fast and I could jump high, but that doesn't quite work very well when you got to tackle people. So
what position did you play? You mentioned tackling, so I'm thinking defense, but what position did you play?
Yeah, I was a strong safety and a cornerback. So
Suzanne, he's quick on his feet.
Ooh.
And he's he's got that fierceness. He talked about danger. You must love unloading, hitting, cracking, smashing, yeah, all those things, don't you?
Yeah. Definitely get your blood pumping, that's for sure.
Well, you're listening to Daniel Rich. Daniel Rich, you can find out more about him. And, of course, the ministry of FCA or FCAHawaii.org. Again, FCAHawaii.org. He comes to us all the way from Columbia, South Carolina, where he grew up. When we come back from our break, we'll hear more from him and the ministry that the Lord has enabled him to grow in Southern California. And ministry techniques, basics that grew into transferable qualities that were passed on to other ministries, and these ministries have grown. As you can tell, well, I sense that Daniel Rich is a man of great vision. The Lord has placed this vision on his heart for what he's going to do, not only in Hawaii, but beyond. FCAHawaii.org. More from Daniel Rich. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Daniel Rich and his team started an internship program that has influenced how internships are done within FCA. They've graduated over 140 college athletes and over 100 are still coaching and influencing the volleyball world. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. Suzanne Maurer, my co-host. Thanks for joining with us today. Daniel Rich is our guest today. You can find out more about Daniel and the ministry of FCA at FCAHawaii.org. Again, FCAHawaii.org. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment. Look, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift to you. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download this as a free podcast and share it with a family member or friend. Daniel, what's the one thing you would do for God if you knew you couldn't fail?
Oh, man, that's the question that got me into all this mess. When I was in college, a pastor asked me this question. And he looked at me, and he was out looking at the stage and says, what would you do? What's the one thing you'd do for God if you knew you couldn't fail? And my answer that popped up in my spirit before I even knew Holy Spirit very well was, I would start a volleyball ministry. It would be to pros, and that's what it would be. And that's what led me to California from Clemson. It was amazing. When the Lord came and I understood His grace, and I had this moment where I said, God, someone needs to understand this grace. There's so many people stuck in rules and fear of you that's isolating them from you. People need to know this about you. Someone should tell them. And I sensed the Lord's finger pointing right at me. So I said, thanks. does that volleyball ministry idea still sit on the table? Could we do that? And that's what led me out to California 6 months later. And got connected with FCA. A few of the professional volleyball players were there who directed me to work for FCA. And they had been doing volleyball ministry for about 10 years in the AVP. And about 6 months later, a local guy who, when we started the volleyball ministry, his name was Jonathan Winder. And everyone's like, have you met Jonathan Winder? You guys sound like brothers. Have you met Jonathan Winder? So when he came back from his pro season, he joined a Bible study I was leading for men. And he looked at me and he goes, could we do this on the USA team? I think God's leading me to. I'm like, you betcha. So all of it started really fast, all off of that question. So are you asking me that question now, or did you hear my story?
Well, I'm thinking about, I think that's such a compelling question leading to what you're doing now.
Right.
Take us deeper.
Okay.
What feelings characterized your experience?
There is a statement that continued to pop up. I'm scared of who I'm becoming. As I decided to start going on this road with God, I imagine what the disciples might have felt as I felt the excitement of never knowing what's around the next turn. The belief in what we tried is always bigger than what I could do. There's never enough money. There's never enough time. That issue seems too big. And, it provides this excitement because in my faith, there's these little slivers of faith that pop up, maybe the size of a mustard seed that say, ha, God will take care of that. And then there's this this overwhelming reality when you lay flat in your bed late at night of like, could we actually do this? Would it be possible? Who am I? I'm a redneck volleyball player from South Carolina who played on a club team at Clemson. The USA team? I mean, this must be God. So the feelings of an intense excitement, but yet fear woven back and forth. That was exciting, though, for me as a young man at the time. And even now, I love being on that front edge.
Danny, it sounds like somebody that's clinging to the cross. And it reminds me of when I'd come home from Kamehameha, as you well know, with the Christian Ed program, and Roland would say, I see those cross marks, honey, just keep clinging.
This is a little bit of a segue, and Suzanne will know that sometimes it doesn't really connect, but I hope it will connect at some point. Clemson football?
Oh, yeah.
Did you celebrate with great exuberance this past year?
Yeah. Before I moved to Hawaii, I lived in Central California as we were preparing to come here. And the national championship game was 2 hours away in San Francisco, San Jose area. So we went. I got to celebrate in person, and it was a very special moment. I've been following those guys hard for the last 2 to 3 years, just trying to understand what Dabo Sweeney is doing there, because he's developed culture. Developed men and its fruit that lasts with great character through the whole ranks. I'm being inspired and following and learning what they're doing and how they're doing it so I can train coaches myself.
Yeah, so give us a glimpse. okay. of some of the intuition that you're gaining
yeah.
by observing Coach Dabo Swinney and watching the team. And of course, being a alum and a player, a former player, you've got an inside look, right. some perspective on how that would relate to AVP and the national team and volleyball.
Yeah, well, I think for all coaches and all leaders, there's this responsibility to provide clarity. And I think Dabo Swinney knows who he is. He has a clear identity. So he has clarity to, out of his heart, he builds. Out of his identity, he produces what a head coach is going to talk about or do. So it's really clear what are the values of Clemson. First, for example, number one, believe. Number two, I've recognized as like best is the standard. Number three, it seems that it's family, and we're going to be family first. And number four, they're like kind of building champions to win championships. I don't know if that's how they word it, but they're focused on developing the man first and believe in the process. They work really hard. I've seen in the back of their gym a little quote that says, "We'll do the small things with such excellence it'll kind of demand the attention of the world," something along those lines. And that's impressive to have that kind of clarity of this is who we are. So do you want to join us? And that's helped with their recruiting. And then number two, it seems that they hire people off of belief and these values the same way. They focus on getting high character people that they can develop that obviously can do the job well. But he's taken some risk and hired old players that are now offensive coordinators. And just seeing how Dabo provides vision and clarity of where we're going and how I expect and value how our values of how we treat each other are, that's pretty phenomenal. And then he has this unique gift that most shepherds do. He knows how to use the rod and use the staff. And it's almost like an art of knowing when to pull someone close in with the staff and when to challenge them with that rod. And creating an empowering culture is quite phenomenal. That's a gift, and I don't know where he learned it, but you can see that he knows how to play, and he knows how to be in relationship with people, and he also knows how to set a standard and say, nope, we do not do that here, and to hold that strong. So I think that's what makes him a good coach and developing a good culture.
Danny, what a plethora of things for our listeners to take a hold of. This is just wonderful.
Well, we've got a guest with a lot of depth.
Yes. And,
He says he's learning, and that's great. I also am learning, but there's a lot of experience that goes along with what Daniel Rich is sharing, and that's why we're so grateful you're with us today. Yeah. So, Daniel, tell us, when did the Lord speak to you and Helia about coming to Hawaii?
Yeah, that's fun. Well, it all started with a job description that put me in a talent advancement role, and I was focusing on hiring and training staff, so we have a wonderful leader who's been here in Hawaii for 9 years, Barrett Awai. And Barrett led well and has really established the ministry here, and him and another guy, Tua, who he hired, Tua Mahaley. Wonderful leaders, but we didn't have a state director. And they want FCA, our vice president for California, Hawaii, Nevada, wanted a state director. So I was given the job. So I built a selection team of some great leaders, some Kamehameha grads, other leaders in sport here, and we had a group of four locals search the islands for 1 year, got it down to two leaders. Lo and behold, we didn't choose someone, but one of those, the best, asked at the end of the interview, "What's y'all's vision for Hawaii?" And I shared passionately about the Lord, what he put on my heart, and he listens and then looks at the whole table, eye after eye after eye, and goes, "Why do you guys not hire him?" And I was like, "You got to be kidding me." I kind of looked at him and was like, "You're an idiot." that actually simmered for a while. And God began to do some things. And I started asking people to pray. And the selection team actually started chirping. And as soon as they heard that I might even be open to the idea of moving here, it was basically over for them. They were done recruiting. They said, "Nope, we want you guys. You need to pray and seek God." And when we did that, I went to away for a day to pray in a cave that I had found in Orange County. And I went to pray, and as I was going, I sent a text to a close friend who prays hard and said, "Pray hard, I'm going for a day." So to fast and pray. And before I even got to the cave, he sent me a text message back. And he didn't know what was going on. And he says, "I sense the Lord saying something like, 'Yes, we're going there, does that mean anything to you? And I lost it. I was like, well, guess we're done praying. So that's how it happened. It was a really, really wild ride for a month's time there.
You're listening to Daniel Rich. So, Daniel, what is the title then? What title do you hold in your position now?
I'm now the state director of FCA Hawaii.
State director of FCA Hawaii, Daniel Rich. You can find out more at fcahawaii.org. When we come back from our break, well, you know, just thinking about the way Daniel heard from God, Daniel and Halea heard from God.
And reaching out to a friend to pray. I think our listeners need to take note of that, too.
Well, and Suzanne, also, the cave.
Yes, I love that.
The cave moment, the decisions that we need to make. Are we taking the time that's necessary?
It's just to get like away? Jesus walking up into the hills to pray.
Yes. And we can do that and still have our minds filled with clutter and be disengaged. But to get away and to really disengage in such a way that we can hear from God. Where's your cave? And when do you need to go there to hear from the Lord? Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Daniel Rich.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, he's the state director of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA. And it's just an interesting way that the Lord called him to that position. In fact, he was looking for someone else, and the person that they were looking at, looked back at the committee that was searching for that position, who was choosing that other person. That other person looks back and says, well, why don't you choose this guy? Why don't you choose Daniel Rich? So the one that was searching was the one whom God was calling. And in God's economy of time and space, and the way he works in our lives, he moves in ways that are sometimes different or distinct. His ways are higher than our ways, his thoughts than our thoughts. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so is is God's ways higher than our ways and his thoughts than our thoughts. The Good Life Radio Show here. Danny Yamashiro, thanks for joining us. Suzanne Maher, my co-host, thanks for sharing your precious time with us and Daniel Rich. Daniel, we want to talk about vision as we discuss further about FCA Hawaii and FCAHawaii.org. What's the vision that God has placed on your heart in this new season for FCA?
Thank you for asking. This is where I live, and my wife knows that I'm smiling ear to ear right now. The clarity that I do have goes back in history. Looking at Pearl Harbor, that early Sunday morning before it was bombed, the radar station on the North Shore picked up the airplanes coming in, but it was waved off. It was a warning sign, but it was waved off. And then 30 minutes before they got here, it was another warning sign, and it was waved off. And the question that I think the Lord has asked me is, what could a Pearl Harbor turned into in 51 minutes? Those men, those airplanes, those boats, and how would have that been different? And, you know, the rest is history, but as General Yamamoto, or Admiral Yamamoto leaves, he says, I'm fearful that all we've done is waken a sleeping giant. And I think the church is that way, that we are a sleeping giant, and there is an army of common athletes, coaches, people who need to get in the fight, but don't know how to fight, or maybe have forgotten how to share their faith, how to partner well with other people, how to walk with God. And I believe that FCA Hawaii's vision is to activate, like the American people activated after that attack, to activate in their faith to their team. Every parent on the sidelines seeing it as a mission field, every athlete recognizing that their teammates listen to every word coming out of their mouth, and that a coach is super impactful. And, you know, club and travel realms, college, even and probably especially a little I-9 league and a little peewee and all of that, is the words that a coach and an athlete, especially leaders, have is so important. And I think a lot of people are maybe fluffing off the warning signs right now. So the activation of coaches and athletes, and I believe that's going to make a difference across the whole Pacific Rim, that in 10 years from now, what God does in Hawaii is going to change the way that people look at sports and sports ministry across the world, because this is good soil. This is one of the best places to develop leaders in. I mean, a family unit still together, respect is still exists. I haven't seen that since I left South Carolina. So I believe the Lord's going to do an amazing thing here through activating common people to do small things on their teams.
Well, you articulate it so well.
And beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, you've taken us back to history. You've told a compelling story. The sense I get is a sense of urgency, especially when you use the word activate. Mm-hmm. Daniel, what do you plan to do? What kind of programs are you hoping to implement? Mm-hmm. How will this take place?
So the simple strategy is making everything simple and repeatable. Not easy, but simple and repeatable, so that way every person can do it. So I had a mentor. His name was Rob, and Rob was a Top Gun fighter pilot, shortstop at San Diego University, hothead. And I met him as a 50-year-old, calm, gentle beast. And Rob was so kind to meet with me, and I would tell him about all the things I had done for God, and he looked at me, he goes, but Danny, he's the only person that calls me Danny, God just enjoys being with you. And that's where it started. There was a restoration of my identity, that I'm a son. And I didn't have to go around earning my identity. I didn't have to go around earning approval. But I was okay. I was safe. And because I recognized myself as a son of God and I was able to walk with him, now I let him close to me because I wasn't scared of him anymore. I kind of got in the yoke with Jesus and let all those burdens go away. I was now able to love and lead. And I think that's the first place, is a restoration of identity and walking with God. So that's the main teaching, the main message that I would love every coach and athlete to walk out and live. The second is, how do we partner well with people? Every one of our FCA leaders need to be good at partnering with the church that they already go to, or joining a church. They need to be good at partnering with people who aren't like them. There's pioneers like me, but I need people who are really good at growing and nurturing relationships for the long haul, building families. And then last is Paul talks about his love for the people in Thessaloniki in 1 Thessalonians 2:8, and talks about we didn't even share the gospel, only share the gospel with you. We also shared our lives. And I would love for every one of our leaders, every athlete right now, every coach right now, to share their life, to share what God's given them, to be generous, and to share the gospel, and probably, you know, share the physical things before sharing the spiritual things, so people see how much you care about them. So we have to accomplish this. What we'll do is we'll have a lot of leadership development opportunities. What that looks like for athletes is small huddles and teaching athletes how to lead their teams. For coaches, it's teaching coaches how to lead coaches' huddles, or for club and travel coaches, there's no church versus state separation. So we've seen multiple Christian clubs pop up out of visions like this, and those guys are able to share Jesus for 10, 12 hours a week, more than a youth pastor can. So it's, I would hope to see that, and I can't wait to see what God does at UH and how the influence of those athletes will be spokesmen for the kingdom and setting kingdom culture that a lot of kids and people can watch. So we've got to train a lot of people, but first it starts with training staff for me, so that way we can train more people.
And you mentioned staff. You mentioned the need for more training. It sounds like you need a growing number of volunteers. You're willing to train. You're willing to equip. How has the transition been with you and Barrett and Tua?
It's been beautiful. God was out in front of me, as he usually is, if we stop and watch. And watching Tua getting married to a wonderful lady and moving to Seattle is a natural thing. And I'm so grateful for what he did. And the kids at Kalani and Punahou and Iolani have spoken so highly of him. With Barrett, he's now the assistant kahu at Kamehameha, and that happened before I was hired. So that's been his heart, and it's where he's an alumni from. So that makes a lot of sense, and it seems that the Lord has made a natural transition, because our relationships, they have been most helpful. Spent a lot of time with me, teaching me some Hawaiian. I got to learn, got to understand the culture, and that's what I've been in the last 3 months, a discovery phase. And Tua has been on speed dial, and Barrett has invited me into his home, and we've shared food and continue to consider how do we impact the kids of Kamehameha together. So we're locking arms and really grateful for that natural transition that's happened.
Precious friendships and key people that have lived their lives like Barrett, lived their lives here and given of themselves in ways that most people wouldn't even be able to realize, that the selflessness that's been involved in the service of people in the name of Christ. When we come back from our break, I'll tell you, Daniel, Suzanne Maurer would not let me hear the end of it if by the end of this program we don't at some point talk about Halea,
yeah,
and Esther and Acacia. And I know Suzanne loves to ask a question. It has to do something with romance and getting to know each other. Well, we'll let her do that when we come back from our break. More from Daniel Rich. Well, he's been so gracious sharing, just sharing naturally out of his life of what God has done and continues to do. And it's a reminder, dear friend, that God is working in your life right now. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So you hear of the exciting things that lay in store for Fellowship of Christian Athletes in this new season of ministry that's developing. Athletes, coaches, lives being changed and formed and transformed by the love of Jesus Christ, by the power of the gospel. And he has a key person that he's led to the islands, Daniel Rich and his wife Halia, and their daughters Esther and Acacia. Precious little ones.
Beautiful family.
You're listening to the Good Life Radio program, and that's Suzanne Maurer. Mm-hmm. We're grateful you're with us. You can find out more about FCA Hawaii at fcahawaii.org. And this program, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get this as a free podcast. Before I let Suzanne ask her questions, Daniel, there is something that I think we do need to touch on, because people may need to be called on to pray and called on to engage further. How has it been for you, let's say in the schools, in the public school system, for example, when you're doing private and public schools, has there been any challenges? Has there been any opposition that you've had to face that's maybe a little bit surprising?
Yeah, thanks for asking. There is plenty of evil, plenty of things going on that Satan is biting at our ankles, and he's louder than he needs to be. But it's to answer specifically, it is the fear of losing jobs for our coaches and our advisors, and that is a big challenge for us. And the other one is, if you're a Christian in sport, you probably are really involved in your church, and you're one of the busiest people because you coach. So how do we make time to teach them and train them to think like Dabo, to prepare more like him, even when it comes down to 5-year-old baseball? So those are some of the biggest challenges, is time and the fear of church versus state in the public schools. And then I know that Satan's lurking. I don't know all that he's up to yet, because I haven't been able to experience a ton yet.
Suzanne, how would you, with your years of experience as a woman of prayer, leading groups of prayer for decades, in a situation like this, what wisdom you feel God would share?
Well, I haven't asked Daniel, but my guess is he probably has a prayer team mm-hmm. already established, and that's going to be the key. Plus, there are other, there's moms in prayer at the different schools, so if they haven't been incorporated, and he's nodding, enlist all the different prayer teams that he can, the churches mm-hmm. where he can. There's nothing like the power and privilege of prayer, and that's mm-hmm. going to be the basis.
Yeah. And thinking about... Oh, go ahead, Daniel.
No, I was going to say, to add to that, the actual prayer that I've continued to lead my team in and read myself is Psalms 37, where David promises that we will inherit the land, and there's plenty of evil going, but it talks about who the righteous man is, and he talks about the ones who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. The ones who are meek will inherit the land. Do not worry when you see the evil thriving like a green tree. Soon they will be gone. So that has been a wonderful prayer for me and our team, to have more trust and more faith, and that God's kingdom would come to Hawaii again like it did in the 1830s.
Well, and he shares with us in Romans, and I'm sure other places, that greater is Christ. And so when we have Christ, he's going to be the victor.
Well, I would entreat our dear listeners right now. Dear friend, you might feel a pulling in your heart, a tug, a drawing in to FCA. You might even say, well, this seems strange, a bit odd, because I'm not really tied to volleyball. I'm not really tied to athletics, but perhaps the Lord is just drawing you in, and the role that you will play will be the role of prayer, intercessory prayer on behalf of Daniel Rich and FCA and the ministry and the coaches and the players that are with the organization now, but the many, many more that are going to be reached through the events, through the connections that the Lord is setting up. So would you pray? Mm-hmm. Would you connect with them? Would you go to the website, fcahawaii.org, and find out more? And in the quietness of your time, intercede on behalf of Daniel and his family and the coaches there for FCA Hawaii. Suzanne, it's your time, Suzanne.
I thought you'd never ask. Thank you. Danny knows that I'm going to want to know, how did he and Helia meet and where?
Yeah. So this is another wonderful story of a early January morning in Corona del Mar in California. It was a workout that we would do for our volunteers to build family, and we all wanted to work out. So 6:30 a.m., January 6th, it's about 50 degrees. Out walks this beautiful young lady. She was invited by a few friends that were already connected to our ministry to have a workout, play some volleyball, and get to work by 8 o'clock. And it was quite a phenomenal experience that we just got to be partners and play together. And yes, she had really sweet hands. Those are great. You know, it's a lot of fun as a volleyball player to hit off of such a great set. But the conversation was priceless, and I remember going home asking my friend, like, hey, am I allowed to like your friend? Because he seemed to like a lot of girls. So he brought her, and I was like, he gave me full permission. So we went on our very first date 2 weeks later, and I had this list, right, of just a few things. But there was five. Was she adventurous, outdoorsy, loves hosting, is family the future, and, what was the other one? Either way. She said them all on our first date without me prompting, except I did take her on a hike in the evening. So it was a phenomenal time where I came home as white as a ghost, probably, and I knew I was done, which was such an odd reality. So that was 8 years ago.
That kind of redefines love at first sight, don't you think, Danny?
Well, you've got love at first sight, and you've recently had the first look of Acacia.
Yes.
I mean, just a couple
of weeks.
Yeah. May 3rd. Yeah. Mm.
Okay. And so what did you feel and what did you think at that moment when you held her in your arms?
Oh, you're going to get a kick out of this. I was thanking God because I was delivering the baby by accident at home. Now, we had a rapid childbirth situation. We were planning on getting to the Queen's Hospital, and it didn't work. All of a sudden, it was game on, and you better
here
be there.
Here she comes.
You better be there to play. So I was able to catch the baby, even help her get her first breath, cut the umbilical cord once the EMTs got there. And my thoughts were, wow. My thoughts were, I'm so grateful for that little sheet of paper that birth class gave me called Rapid Childbirth and what to focus on if that happens. And the Holy Spirit reminds us of all truth. And he actually brought that little one-page piece of paper up. So I had my three little cues on what to focus on. And we were calm. We were at peace. And we were surprised. So we had prayed for a calm, peaceful, and fast birth compared to our first. And we got it. Oh,
where
boy.
Where was Esther?
Esther was still sleeping. So okay. It was in the middle of the evening. So super grateful for the firefighters and EMT coming out of Aina Haina. They were good and they were fast. So,
how has the Lord helped you? I mean, this is it seems to be a calm in the midst of a storm situation in delivering mm-hmm. Acacia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but have there been times in your life, Daniel, when you've felt like your back was against the wall, when you've hit some bumps along the road? And if so, how has the Lord helped you? Difficult.
Yeah, it's wonderful. He promises to be with me. He promises he will not forsake me. He promises that in Isaiah 41 that he'll uphold me with his righteous right hand. So there's an intimacy and a closeness of Father. Once he taught me that he's not a distant, angry king anymore, but he's also a father who cares and just happens to also be king, I recognize his closeness, and I recognize the sensitivity that I need to have to listen to his voice. And I am so grateful for how close he is. I'm so grateful for how he promises, like with Holy Spirit, to remind us of all truth. I love Holy Spirit being my counselor. So God gives me wisdom in the midst of unclarity and brings people and even guides me on the smallest of things. Even when I play volleyball and in a tough moment, I ask him who to serve and how to serve. And he's a coach on the field, on the court, and he's a really good dad. So when it comes time to getting out of tough spots, I say, Father, what are you doing? What would you like to do? What are you doing here? And I try to shut up, and it's tough, but man, is he so good at speaking to any of us in any way that he needs to. He's a very good dad who knows how to talk to each of his kids differently.
It's refreshing, and I think vital for us to hear someone share with such tenderness
mm-hmm.
Your relationship with God. But here's the thing, Daniel, some people, dear ones that are listening right now, they have a different perspective of God because of their life experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And much of which may relate with certain points of pain
mm-hmm.
in their lives. Sometimes it's from close relatives. Maybe it's from a sibling or maybe a parent that is sort of distorted their view of mm-hmm. the loving God, the merciful God. Of course, we know that God is just, but as you speak with tenderness, could you lead in a prayer mm-hmm. for someone who is going through a really difficult time right now and maybe struggling in that way of how can God, the God that was represented by the person that I know, how could he work in my life? Could you lead in a prayer for that dear mm-hmm. friend of ours today?
Mm-hmm. Father, thank you for your sensitive eyes and your soft eyes and how you look with such remorse on that pain. How the pharaohs above your eyes say, I saw and I know and I understand and I never wanted that to happen to you. But I will use this. Son, I will use this daughter to grow you, mold you, and shape you I will use this to further your understanding of me. I will use this to heal thousands that will stand in the wake of the healing of this moment. And just as Jesus wanted to put his hands on the disciples or all the hurt, and he says that he healed everyone who came to him, and regardless of faith, he says he healed everyone who came to them, to him. Jesus, would you place your hand on this spot, inside or out, and heal it? Help them understand your desire for them. Lord, I beg that you would bring rest now and peace and fill this area. Holy Spirit, come and do your wonderful job of helping us see with clear eyes what it is you would like for us to see of Father's face, Father's desire, Father's character. Jesus, thank you for understanding. Thank you for looking hurt in the face and continuing to move forward and continuing to heal people and continuing to show us what is it like to walk with God. And Lord, I beg from this day forward, there would be a unique grace to hear your voice, to recognize your closeness, and would you uphold them with your righteous right hand, Lord, and may they feel it and recognize your closeness. Please, Lord, would you fully heal all of these things in the name of Jesus, in the power of his blood, and the power of his resurrection. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Beautiful.
Amen. Daniel, thank you. Thank you for sharing your heart, your life, your vision with us today. We greatly appreciate you.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here. Glad to be in Hawaii.
Inspiring words from Daniel Rich, FCAHawaii.org. Dear friend, even as he has prayed, look, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, I believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance. Luke 14:23. Then the master told his servant, go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house will be full. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Daniel Rich, FCAHawaii.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.